yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to talk about all you need to know about stem cells, PRP, and growth hormone. You know, these are three incredible things to help your body become better and healthier and perform better. Stem cells, that's the future of medicine. See, when you're young, your stem cells are plentiful. In other words, you have stem cells in every organ in your body. You have stem cells in your hair, in your bone, in your teeth, in your nails, in your muscle, in your skin, everywhere in your body. And the purpose of stem cells is to repair the tissue and make it young and healthier. So when your 10-year-old is running and falls on her knees, immediately, millions of stem cells show up at the knee. They assess the damage. They say, you know what? This is pretty bad. We're going to need some cartilage. We're going to need some bone. We're going to need some blood vessels. We're going to need some muscles. We're going to need some fat. And the stem cells actually change into those individual tissues and repair the problem. That's when you're 10. When you're 60 and you fall in a knee, a few hundred stem cells show up. Well, there ain't enough of them to do anything. So stem cells is your body's reparative function. They fix things in your body. But when they're young and you are young, the stem cells work better. We have gotten to the point where we've been able to clone sheep, clone a cow, a goat, from one single stem cell. It won't be long, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, where you'll be able to take one stem cell and actually make a new kidney for you, a new set of lungs, a new heart from the stem cells. Now, why is this not being publicized more? Well, it's because stem cells are natural, which means that they cannot be patented. And because it cannot be patented, a drug company cannot own it. And because a drug company cannot own it, you don't hear anything about it, and no one says anything about it. The moment they can make a synthetic stem cells, the world will know how incredible stem cells are, and then medicine will take leaps forward because they can use the patented stem cells to make things. Until then, there's a problem. In the United States, we are not allowed to use stem cells if it's not for cosmetic or orthopedic indications. So we can use stem cells to make your face look better, as in a vampire facelift with stem cells. We can use stem cells to help your breasts look better. We can use stem cells for your knees, your joints, or your back. We can use stem cells for all those things. But we cannot use stem cells for anything that requires an IV use, i.e. stem cells for the heart, the lungs, the kidneys in the United States. If you want those done, you have to go offshore, like to Mexico or to the West Indies or to Europe, to get it done. You know, I had one patient that I took to Tijuana to get stem cells. Now, that patient had Lyme's dementia, and had some other medical problem like heart disease and arthritis. Patient was 84 years old. Pretty sharp guy, but he was losing his memory. He wasn't remembering things that were going on recently in his life. And so we took him to Tijuana, Mexico, where he got 95 million stem cells to his spine. And when you put it in his spine, like you put a spinal needle, that goes straight through his brain and works on his dementia. And then he had 85 million stem cells, which were put into his vein, which was then to combat his peripheral problems, his heart disease, his arthritis, those things. And, you know, he went there and he got it done. And 3 months later, I got to tell you, he's doing much better. His memory's better. He's sharper. He doesn't require as much pain medications for his knee problem as it did before. And so he's doing much better. The problem is, as long as you have to go offshore, these procedures can become very expensive when you go offshore. But the moment we can do this in the United States, the price will come down and things will do a lot better. So stem cells are in your body to fix things, and every tissue in your body has stem cells. Now, we get stem cells from fat. You can get it from bone marrow. And there are companies that do sell stem cells for knee injection and shoulder injection and elbow injection. The only problem with these is that they give you about 1 million stem cells for your knee. And when you do that, that's great because those stem cells are from placenta. And so those stem cells are very, very good. But there are only 1 million of them. You know, you can take some fat from someone and spin it down, and you get 1 to 2 million stem cells for each cc of fat. And so if you took 100 cc's of fat from someone and spin it down, you could literally get 10 to 20 million stem cells just from that fat. And so if you took more fat from it, you can actually literally get 100 million stem cells just from the fat, and then inject that into the knee, which would work a lot better. Right? So be careful of when the people who give you the stem cells, the 1 million stem cells, because you can actually get a lot more from having some fat. You get a little bit of body sculpting, and you also get stem cells. That's stem cells. Now, PRP, on the other hand, PRP is platelet-rich plasma. It is the healing portion of your blood. So when you get a cut, the PRP portion is what fixes the cut. That's what repairs. And how does it do it? PRP activates your stem cells by making growth factors for the stem cells. So when you combine PRP with stem cells, the stem cells work a lot better. All right. And if you're young, then you may just need PRP, not stem cells. As you get older, you probably need PRP and stem cells. So let's say that you had a knee problem. All right. Cartilage problems in the knee. And, you are 30 years old or 40 years old. You probably only need PRP for that because the PRP will activate your stem cells. And since you probably already still have a lot of stem cells, that should not be a problem. Right? But if you are 60 or 70 years old, you probably need some stem cells to go along with the PRP. And that will be a better procedure. And we've done quite a few of these in our office where we've done PRP by itself, and we've done PRP with stem cells. And we've had several people in the 70s that have had PRP and stem cells, and they have done very, very well because of that. So PRP activates the stem cells by producing growth factors for the stem cells so the stem cells can improve themselves. But we don't just use it for knees and backs and elbows and shoulders. We also use PRP for things like vampire facelift. And when we inject it into the face, it actually rejuvenates your cells. Now, there are some people that go out and they do a vampire facial. A vampire facial is different from a vampire facelift. A vampire facial is they scratch your face, make tiny little abrasions in your skin, and then they rub the PRP on it. Well, when you rub it on someone's face, guess what? Most of the PRP runs off the face and is wasted. When you do a vampire facelift, you actually inject the PRP into the fat under the skin like you would with Botox or fillers, and you inject it into the face, and all of the PRP is then in your body and works better. Right? So that's the difference between a vampire facial and a vampire facelift. We also use PRP, sometimes with fillers, for breast augmentation. And basically that is to help give your cleavage a better look. If you have some loose skin on your breast and it's sort of crepey looking in, on the side of your breast, we can actually use a little bit of filler with PRP and make that look so much more presentable, so much nicer. And so your cleavage looks a lot better. That was the vampire breast lift. Then, of course, we have the vampire procedures for the sexual health, like the O shot. And with the O shot, that is good for women who have problem with incontinence, vaginal dryness, problems with lubrication or pain when they have sex, or orgasm problem. And so with the PRP, we insert it into the vaginal area and in two different areas in the vaginal area. It's relatively painless. It might be a little bit uncomfortable, but pretty much painless. And we inject it in there, and that will help with lubrication, help with decreased vaginal pain with sex, improve your orgasm, and also improve urine incontinence. And in general, that lasts about 18 months. What it does is the PRP activates the stem cells in your vaginal area. And when it does that, it makes your vaginal area younger and healthier. And therefore, it performs like a younger, healthier you. All right. Then we have the Piper shot or the P shot or the Gaines procedure. They all are the same thing, basically. The difference is that we inject PRP into the penis. And again, that activates the stem cells in your penis, makes your penis younger and healthier. So the tissue is younger and your musculature of the penis is better. And then when we can add a little bit of filler to it or a little bit of fat to give you a little bit more volume to your penis. So your penis can actually be a little bit bigger and thicker and function better. We usually also add, to these patients, we give them a suction device, and this suction device helps you exercise your penis while this is working. And so over time, you will gain some inches on your penis, and you'll actually gain some thickness to your penis, so it will function a lot better. So that's PRP for those areas. Now, we can insert PRP if you have back problems, if you have shoulder problems. If you have muscle pain, PRP also helps with that. So PRP helps wherever you need some help. In your muscles, in your bones, it helps for that. I just want to remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. This is, today we're talking about all you need to know about stem cells, PRP, and growth hormone. The number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at all the other book outlets, also available at Amazon. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information about any of these things, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. I want you also let you understand that everything that I talk about here, I either experience it or my office manager experiences it, because we make sure that we try it first before we give it to any of our patients. So we know exactly what's going to happen because we have done it. So all the PRP procedures we talked about, we've all done, and we know what they're about. And about the stem cells, we've been active participant in all of those things also. So today we're talking about all you need to know about stem cells, PRP, and growth hormone. We previously talked about stem cells that we all have stem cells. There's stem cells in your bone, in your teeth, in your lungs, in your muscles, in your skin, in your hair. And the purpose of the stem cells is to repair those organs. And when you're young, you have millions and millions and millions of stem cells. As you get older, your stem cells get older and they don't function as well. Therefore, it's hard for your body to repair itself as you get older than when you're younger. And then we talked about PRP, which activate growth factors, which help improve your stem cell. So PRP in direct proportion actually makes your stem cells work better. And that's what PRP does. When you're younger, you only need PRP. As you get older, you need stem cells and PRP. Now, one thing I do want you to know about stem cells is that if you have a baby in Texas, you are allowed to store the umbilical blood. And I tell you this much, you should, because it's the best health insurance you have for you and your family going forward. Because if you store your baby's umbilical blood, that can be stored. It's not that expensive to store it. It's probably a few $100 to store it. And then it's probably no more than maybe $100, $200 a month, a year to keep it stored. But what's nice about this is that when you do that, if your parents need stem cells, they are likely to be a good match for your daughter. Or you, in the future, you can use the stem cell because they are probably going to be a good match for you and your other children and your parents and your family members. And so in the future, so let's say that you are 40 years old and you have a little baby now, and 20 years from now, you need a liver or a kidney. There's a good chance that in 20 years from now, they'll be able to use your child stem cells to recreate a heart for you, a lung for you, a kidney. And that's how powerful it is. So please, when you're about to have a baby, they will ask you if you want to store your umbilical blood. Please say yes. It's a good idea. All right? And even if you're past that age, let's say that you have a grandchild that's 5 years old or 4 years old or 8 years old, you can store their blood because your blood is still rich in stem cells. You can get stem cells drawn from them and stored, and that will help ensure that in the future that you have stem cells for you and your family. All right? So next, let me talk to you about growth hormone. You know, growth hormone is so misunderstood. Growth hormone is actually your body's healing hormone. When I say your body's healing hormone, it is exactly what it does. It helps your body heal. All right? So, let's say that you're going to have surgery on your hip or your shoulder or your knee. If you were to optimize your growth hormone, it will help you recover quicker from the procedure. But growth hormone differs from stem cells in the sense that stem cells fix this problem in your body. Growth hormone tells your body to fix the problem. So if your growth hormone level is optimal, and for most people, optimal is 300 to 400. If it's optimal, growth hormone says fix the problem right now. If your growth hormone is 100 or 50 or 150, then growth hormone says, you know, let's fix it next month. There's a reason why athletes want growth hormone. They want growth hormone because growth hormone helps them recover from injuries quicker, make them get better and produce better. Like, for instance, you know, we heard about Peyton Manning having neck surgery and that growth hormone was sent to his wife. Now, if I was Peyton Manning, I would take the growth hormone. Because guess what? If I have surgery on my neck, I want to recover back quickly. The growth hormone would help me recover quickly. I'm not saying that he took it. But, you know, logically, if you have surgery and you take growth hormone, it will help you recover quickly. Here are some of the benefits of growth hormone. Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Wound healing, faster wound healing. Well, that's surgery, wound healing, right? Improve sexual performance. healthy maintenance of vital organs. Your vital organs, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys. Growth hormone helps with healthy maintenance of these vital organs. Lowered risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Reduced body fat and increased muscle mass. Increase energy level and enhance your mood. Sharpen your vision and memory. Regrow your hair. Have smoother and firmer skin. Improve your cognitive function. Enhance your immune function. Contrary to popular belief, growth hormone does not cause cancer. Growth hormone actually protects you from cancer because growth hormone improves your immune system. It helps your tissues grow up quicker and better. Yes, if you do have cancer cells and you give yourself growth hormone, it will help it grow. But on the same token, it's improving your immune system, which then kills the cancer cells. You see, I always say to people, we all have cancer. Well, we all have cancer because every single day, thousands of cells in our bodies mutate. When they mutate, they become cancerous. The reason why some of us don't get cancer is because our immune system goes in, finds the cancer cells, and destroys them. So if you have a strong immune system, you're less likely to have cancer. And growth hormone enhances your immune function. So growth hormone does help with your immune system, and it does help with wound healing, and does help after surgery. So why can't we get growth hormone in the United States? Yes, you can get growth hormone. But, you know, in medicine, we are so hypocritical. You know, if your potassium is low, we give you potassium. If your calcium is low, we give you calcium. If your iron level, as in anemia, is low, we give you iron. But, you know, if your growth hormone level is low, they get upset because you get growth hormone. And they make growth hormone so expensive for you to buy that its cost is almost prohibitive. But I can tell you this much. Growth hormone is incredible in that it is your body's healing hormone. It will make you feel better. It will help you recover from surgery better. It will help your body do better. You know, and in medicine, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. So in medicine, if you optimize 2 hormones, you basically optimize 5 or 6 because you actually optimize other hormones. So yes, there's synergy between your hormones. And so when you optimize your growth hormone, that helps your thyroid hormone, that helps your testosterone, it helps your estrogen and progesterone by optimizing one. So growth hormone is your body's healing hormone. It works. Now, we don't just give people growth hormone indiscriminately. We have to know where your levels are, and we have to make sure that there's something in you that growth hormone can help, or you have a problem that growth hormone would benefit from you. I.e., let's say you have a lot of extra fat, growth hormone does reduce body fat. Growth hormone does improve your sexual performance. Growth hormone does improve your energy level and your mood. Does help with cognitive function. So there's lots of things we can use growth hormone to help. But we have to make sure that your level is low enough that improving it would make a difference. So we test, and then if your level is where it is, then we go from there. So today we talked about stem cells, PRP, and growth hormone. All of those things are frowned on. But, you know, more and more orthopedic doctors are beginning to do PRP. If you're going to get an orthopedic surgery done, make sure that your orthopedic doctor does do PRP. Because if he does do PRP, when he does your knee or your shoulder, he can inject some PRP into your knee or your shoulder or some stem cells into your knee or your shoulder or your back when he does a procedure, and you will recover a lot quicker, and you are going to feel better, and you'll be more energized, and the procedure will work a lot better. If the surgeon doesn't do PRP, then you will just heal the normal way, the slow way. But, you know, you got to take care of yourself. And doing the right thing is best, and I want you to recover quicker and better. All right? So stem cells, the best. In the future, it will be able to take stem cells, take care of diabetes, take care of, give you a new heart, a new lungs, and new kidneys. That's what's the future of stem cells. As soon as the drug companies can make it into a synthetic drug, number one. Number two, if you are pregnant or you have a grandchild on the way, please make sure that you store the umbilical blood. It would be better than any health insurance that you can give yourself, because that blood will then be able to be used for all the family members, because there's a good chance that all the family members will be able to, because of the close family relationship, that you'll be probably a match for that. All right? So that's very, very important. PRP, activate your stem cells, make your stem cells work better. When you're young, PRP. When you get older, PRP plus stem cells. And hormones, growth hormones, it is your body's healing hormone. Let's try to get those optimized as much as possible. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You can reach me at 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558 for any further information. Or you can call me, or you can check us out at the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Thank you all very much. You all have a wonderful day.